Nehemiah chapter 3. The high priest Eliashib and his fellow priests began to work, and they rebuilt the sheep gate. They consecrated it and installed its doors. They rebuilt the wall as far as the Tower of the Hundred. They consecrated it as far as the Tower of Hananel. Next to him, the men of Jericho rebuilt the wall. Next to Zakur, son of Imri, rebuilt the wall. The citizens of Sena'ah rebuilt the fish gate. They laid its beams and hung its doors with their bolts and their bars. Next to them, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, repaired the wall. Next to him, Meshullam, the son of Berechiah, the son of Meshezabel, repaired the wall. Next to him, Zadok, son of Baanah, repaired the wall. Next to him, the men of Tekoa repaired the wall. However, their important people would not humble themselves in service to their Lord. Joada, son of Peseah, and Meshullam, son of Besadiah, repaired the old gate. They laid its beams and installed its doors with their bolts and their bars. Next to them, Melatiah, the Gibeonite, and Jadon, the Maranathite, repaired the wall with the men from Gibeon and Mizpah, who lived under the jurisdiction of the governor of Trans-Euphrates. Next to them, Uziel, son of Harahiah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired the wall. Next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, repaired the wall. However, they abandoned the part of Jerusalem that had been enclosed by the broad wall. Next to him, Rephaiah, son of Hur, administrator of half of the district of Jerusalem, repaired the wall. Next to him, Jedaiah, son of Harumaph, repaired the wall opposite his house. Next to him, Hattush, son of Hashabaniah, repaired the wall. Malkijah, son of Harim, and Hashub, son of Pahath, Moab, repaired a second section of the wall, including the Tower of the Ovens. Next to them, Shalom, son of Halohesh, administrator of half of the district of Jerusalem, he and his daughters repaired the wall. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah repaired the valley gate. They rebuilt it and installed its doors with their bolts and their bars, and they repaired 1,500 feet of the wall as far as the dung gate. Also Melchijah, son of Rechab, administrator of the district of Beth Hakarem, repaired the dung gate. He rebuilt it and installed its doors and their bolts and their bars. Also Shalun, son of Kol-Hose, administrator of the district of Mizpah, repaired the fountain gate. He rebuilt it and roofed it and installed its doors with their bolts and their bars. He also repaired the wall of the pool of Shelah for the king's garden, as far as the steps that go down from the city of David. Beyond him, Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, administrator of half the district of Beth-Zur, repaired the wall up to a point opposite the tombs of David, as far as the artificial pool and as far as the house of the warriors. Beyond him, the Levites repaired the wall, Rehum, son of Bani, and next to him, Hashabiah, administrator of half of the district of Keilah, repaired the wall for his district. Beyond them, their relatives repaired the wall, Benui, son of Henadad, administrator of half the district of Keilah. Next to him, Ezer, son of Jeshua, mayor of Mizpah, repaired a second section of the wall opposite the ascent of the armory of the angle. Beyond him, Baruch, son of Zebiah, zealously repaired a second section of the wall from the angle to the door of the house of the high priest Eliashib. Beyond him, Meremoth, the son of Uriah, the son of Hakoz, repaired a second section of the wall from the door of Eliashib's house to the end of Eliashib's house. And beyond him, the priests, the men of the surrounding area, repaired the wall. Beyond them, Benjamin and Hashub repaired the wall opposite their house. Beyond them, Azariah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ananiah, repaired the wall beside his house. Beyond him, Binui, son of Henadad, repaired a second section of the wall from the house of Azariah to the angle, that is, to the corner. Palal, son of Uzai, repaired the wall from opposite the angle and the tower that projects from the king's upper house, which belongs to the courtyard of the guard. Beyond him, Pedaiah, son of Parosh, and the temple guards who were living on the Ophel hill repaired the wall as far as the water gate toward the east and the projecting tower. Beyond them, the men of Tekoa repaired a second length of the wall from opposite the large projecting tower to the Ophel wall. Above the horse gate, the priests repaired the wall, each man repairing the part opposite his own house. Beyond them, Zadok, son of Immer, repaired the wall opposite his own house. And beyond him, Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, repaired the wall. Beyond him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, the sixth son of Zaleph, repaired a second section of the wall. After him, Meshulam, son of Berechiah, repaired the wall opposite his chamber. Beyond him, Melchijah, one of the goldsmiths, repaired the wall up to the building of the temple servants and the merchants, opposite the inspection gate and to the upper room at the corner. Between the upper room at the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants repaired the wall.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.